This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 6/13/22. The name of the patient is Oi Lin Wang, O-I space capital L-I-N, last name Wang, W-O-N-G. This is a treble XI stress test for cardiac carousel letterhead file, EST space Wang space O space L. Treble XI stress test, date of examination 6/13/22. Referring physician, Marion Bob McCoy, MD. Performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph clinical indication. 46-year-old female with history of hypertension. First stress test on medication, new parentheses. Toprol XL, 12.5 milligrams. Triamterene hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5/25 milligrams, and amlodipine 10 milligrams. Close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime, V1, V2, comma, non-specific STT wave changes, period. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 120 over 84, period. Baseline heart rate, colon, 99 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. Patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage 2 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 148, parentheses, 85% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 128 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 18944, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a baseline borderline diastolic hypertension with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, but was just able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 108 over 72 and a heart rate of 102. Correction. The patient had residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure of 108 over 72 and a heart rate of 102 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs during stage 2 of stress, which increased in frequency during the stage. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions 1. Normally, ECG portion, treble XI stress test to 85% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited only fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets, comma, decrease from her prior stress test period. Functional capacity may have been limited by beta blockade. No, don't say that. Just leave that out. 4, there was baseline borderline hypertension, but with an attenuated blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. There was a normal heart rate response to exercise, with the patient just able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity on her beta blocker, but still with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period, suggesting a deconditioned response to stress. 5 VPCs were noted during the last stage of stress, possibly related to the patient attaining her functional capacity, with increased VPCs throughout the second stage, with increased frequency of VPCs throughout the second. There were increased frequency of VPCs throughout the second stage of stress, but no associated ECG changes of ischemia. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.